We You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. We got DJ Al Seed coming on shortly. This is episode 143. If you're not familiar with Al Seed, you're about to be. He is a Boston area, I would say New England DJ. I've seen him in other cities, states, etc. He moves around, does a lot, plays a lot of music, local stuff, international stuff. He is the founder of the Good Music Showcase series, and he does a lot. He's got a lot to talk about. But before we bring him in here, we do have Miss Amanda Shea.
Yo, yo.
And the one and only A-Ball.
Yo.
With us as well.
How you doing?
Good. You guys were just comparing clothing there.
We were. I was supposed to put on my Good Music shirt, but I didn't do it.
You can wear whatever you want here, man.
Word. Okay, I feel better about myself now.
Yeah, but DJ Al Seed brought us some shirts, so you should definitely rock it.
I agree.
I put mine on immediately, yeah. Period.
It was nice that he brought you guys shirts.
I know.
Mm. It was nice. I felt bad. I felt awkward about changing my shirt in public just because I always feel awkward about that sort of thing.
Like,
no one's ever
me.
Expecting you to
care.
Rip your shirt off, right?
No.
There's usually, like, warnings prior to
yeah,
that happening, I feel. Like, there's a buildup.
I guess upon me being handed the shirt, might have indicated that I was about to change the shirt.
That was my assumption.
You can flex your privilege a bit there and just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, the nipple privilege.
Okay, that turned very awkward.
Anyway, listen to that radio. So if you guys did not hear the Boston Rise episode, that is up right now on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, LFODradio.com, iHeartRate, anywhere pretty much you could get a podcast. We just got added to Podcast Republic.
Nice.
Whenever I talk to people, I'm like, where do you listen to podcasts? And they're like, here. And they look it up. If they can't find us, I have to go find them and figure out how to contact those people. So if you have Podcast Republic, you can hear us there now as well. That episode, the Hoop Hop episode, Hoop Hop signups end next Friday. Next Monday, May 27th, Hoop Hop signups are done.
And what are they signing up for again?
To play on a team. If you want to play in Hoop Hop on August 17th, 2019, you need to sign up by next Monday. Get your name on there. So shout out to Bakari. They're doing a great thing over there. That's up. The Cheese Bankroll episode. If you can feel it, you can speak it. Dust Collectors, Real P, Bobby Bangers, Red Shades. There's been a lot. There has been quite a few interviews this year. We cranked it up. We used to do an interview every other week, and we've pretty much been doing every week for the last 4 months. So there is a lot going on, as well as Extra Bars, hashtag Extra Bars everywhere. And let us know if you're tuned in. Let us know what you think. At LFOD Radio everywhere, _ on Twitter, or you could just hashtag LFOD Radio and we'll find you. Submissions at LFODradio.com if you are an artist. This is the last guest of season 5. This is it.
It's crazy.
So we're going to be... It flew. We're going to be playing a ton of music over the summer, getting ready for next season. So if you want to get in, now is the time to send us those records. Let's play them. See how people react.
Clean records.
We publish those the playlists every month online, so you get a nice little, you know, social media photo, you know, clout. So you can do that as well. And shout out to Darren. He is the newest Patreon member. He signed up this week. So shout out to Darren.
Shout out Darren.
Another one. The group is growing. When we get to 150 people, we're throwing a free concert. So it's pretty cool.
Tell all your friends.
Yeah, just support. It's like you can get in for whatever. It's just the strength in numbers thing. We want to keep track. And the ill thing, I was telling someone, and they really responded to this. The ill thing is we're going to be like kind of doing votes, like asking for feedback and stuff. So you can, if you're a member of this, you can literally control the show, like where we go, you know, who we talk to, what we do, pretty much anything. It's going to be an experiment. It's going to be a cool one. So check that out if you haven't. Patreon.com/LFODLife. What have you guys been up to? I have a lot to talk about, but Amanda, what have you been doing? You had a show like 2 hours ago?
I did.
I hear it in your voice.
It was great. It's weird because, like, on my way here, I'm like, yeah, gearing up, you know? And then I get here and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm talking again. No, it was beautiful. I'm actually really excited for tonight because I really want to ask, like, DJ Elsie, like, mad questions. But, yeah, I just came from the Boston Athenaeum, which is over there on Beacon Street. And I'm still, like, processing. Like, it was beautiful. It was heavy. It was just a lot, you know? Like, the space itself aesthetically is beautiful. But it's just hard for people of color to see certain, like, images, statues, paintings, things like that. It's just, like, very reminiscent. Brings you back to, you know, the struggle that we're still very much in today. So yeah, I'm just trying to process that. Other than that, like, it was just a beautiful space for everybody to be in together. I think to hear what everybody had to say. I think Portia O, Free, Khadija, Pedro, Reggie Gibson, like, gave their all. It was really, really beautiful. Shout out my guys at Massive Media out in Brockton, who came all the way from Brockton to film this 1 hour, like, performance. So I am super grateful for them because they probably took longer in traffic to get there than the show was. But it just shows you, like, just the love and respect and support that you have from people. It was really cool. It was breaking new barriers. This weekend was packed. I hosted Flowed and Glowed Up event at the Mad Music Mill. What did I do Sunday and what did I do Friday? Everything is a blur.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff coming up that's probably why I can't remember the stuff I just came from. But shout out everybody that I did see over the weekend. And, like, to be honest, I'm excited for Boston Answering. Like, I'm super excited for that. So, yeah, that's this weekend. So that's all I can
what
really
think
about.
What night is that? Is that Friday?
That is Saturday at the Strand in Dorchester.
Nice.
Yeah, I have one more performance before the end of May. And then I'm done until about mid-June, so
cool.
Yeah, a little break is good.
Who else is on that bill?
So that's Red Shades, Thrown by Hip Story, Cliff Notes, Vequency, Forte, and hosted by Priscilla.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I caught everybody. I'll look again, but
Boston
I'm pretty sure
Answering.
Yeah, I'm, like, really, really excited for that. Like, the fact that it's being thrown on the same day as Boston Calling is just brilliant. Mm. I've been seeing all of the articles being written, WBUR, Boston.com. It's been getting, like, a lot of press, which is really cool. And I think it was on NECN today, matter
nice.
Of fact. So, like, it's cranking. It's a good time to be in the
I'm
city.
Glad someone's done it. People have been talking about, oh, we should do this for a while, and it's cool to see someone do it and people respond to it. We'll be at both, I guess, so that'll be a good weekend. A-Ball, you're leaving on Saturday.
I am leaving. It's sad. Yeah.
What are you doing, dude?
I'm gonna go live in a tent for 3 months, and I'm gonna take care of the earth.
That's so cool.
In the most general of terms.
That's so cool.
I'm doing conservation work. So either, you know, they haven't divvied up the jobs yet, but either stream restoration or forest thinning or trail cutting. And I think you got to sort of, like, figure out where you can cut a trail so that you don't, like, interrupt the environment that
Absolutely.
Much. And there's all this, I mean, a lot of it is going to be, like, actual, like, hacking down trees and then, you know, digging up the dirt and making a trail, imagine. Or just, you know, basically what they're telling me is, like, you're going to cut down trees, like, most likely.
A lot of physical labor.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be in New Mexico.
I will, yeah. Cimarron, New Mexico. Philmont Scout Ranch. I don't know if anyone out there has heard of it. But, yeah, it's out there. Yeah.
New Mexico's beautiful, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Their slogan is, something enchantment, and it really is an enchanted place. Like, there's a lot of, you can feel it.
That's, you were the one telling me about New Mexico.
It's cool.
It's,
I think,
like,
you're gonna like
magical.
It
magical. Yeah, I've been telling everybody about that. I'm like, oh man, somebody told me, like, There's spirits out there. There's spirits out there in the cactus.
Oh, yeah. When I was out there, dudes were saying they've like literally seen shapeshifters, and like everyone's got stories, and it's just a wild type of place.
Wow.
You'll like it a lot, man. That's awesome. And you won't have any Wi-Fi or cell service or anything for 3 months, basically.
For some time. I should be able to like check social media maybe every 10 days, but yeah. I'll be in sparse touch, to say the least.
That's so cool.
So like, we got to drop his IGTV video soon then, so you can see it.
Yeah.
We just shot a little something with A-Ball, so
stay
tuned for what's coming.
I'm excited.
I don't know what we're going to call it. It's not quite Extra Bars, but...
Something.
Hey, Extra Bounce.
Extra Bounce.
We'll come up with something. Anyway, before we get Alcide in here, I just got to shout out some people. I was up at Rap Night on Sunday, which was great to reconnect with everyone up there. John Hope was performing. Hadn't seen him since we interviewed him a while back, and I'd never seen him live, so shout out John. He had a great set. It was good to reconnect with him. And Luke Bars and Giles were out there. Lord Felix. We've been bumping into more Brockton cats making moves, which is good.
I love Lord Felix.
So
videos are insane.
They were up there doing their thing. So that happened on Sunday. And I'm sure something else happened, similar to you.
Well, I remember now. So Friday night, I don't know how I could forget, but I was at one of the best performances ever, which was the Dutch Rebel show at the Oberon on Friday. Oh my gosh, dope. Like, she had Hefe Replay, she had Marcella Cruz, she had Armandi Music, she had Trend in Motion. DJ Real P was the DJ. It was just a really dope performance, like from beginning to end. So I just wanted to shout that out. Saturday was the Floating Gloat event, and then on Sunday I was up in Brockton at this event called Mindfest, where it's an organization that is based on mental illness and mental illness awareness and educating the community. And I just want to say shout out to them and their whole team, Teresa, Ari, Dom, Chris. Everybody was just so cool. DJ Slick Vic was in the building on the ones and twos. So it was really nice to see her. And then on Sunday, we shot a video with Oompa. Oh, and Photo Comfort was the other person on the Boston answering.
Nice. Bill.
Sorry. Okay, nice. I got it all in.
Boom, you got it.
Boom.
And Saturday, I was at the You Want the Works, their launch party.
Oh, yeah.
Juana is launching. You want to follow at You Want the Works. She's launching a new series, and once a month it's going to be an artist education type series. The first one is June 27th, and they're going to be going over music licensing and things like that.
That's so dope.
Bringing in bigger connections, industry connections, to discuss it, the process, and maybe even get your music in some people's hands. And she's got different pieces along the way that she's set up for the rest of the summer. So shout out to Juana. There's a lot of cool stuff happening.
Yeah.
Very excited about all of it. And we gotta play some music. So in addition to John Hope, Luke Bars, Giles, and all them, Self Serve did a beat set. We're going to be putting that up on IGTV too. That's all going to be on the at LFOD Life page, though. That's where all the concert footage and stuff lives. And Self Serve was fire. We all know that, though. Or I know it. Hopefully everyone will know it soon. But I also ran into Ill By Instinct, who did his thing. The Cypher was live. He just dropped a new album, and they sent me the cleans that night. They sent me four. I don't know which we're going to go with. We're going to do Back in Biz. This is produced by 8 Bizza. We'll be back with Alcide shortly after this. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
A staple where I came from. You're lame, son. You're all spitting that same junk. This shit's overproduced. Yeah, there's no use. I'm an underachiever. Profane and profuse. Chemical imbalance preventing his talents. No way to get massive with the rest of these bits. They try to cancel me, but they can't tell me. I'm the man, the MC. That's what the fans tell me. There was a time when I didn't have no rep. trying my best just to pick up a cent. Still I need to vent, propelled to hell, like fairly well. And in case you couldn't tell, I'm back up in this, yeah, we're back in business. We're back up in this, what? We're back in business. We're back up in this, y'all, we back in business. We're back up in this, what? 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 We're back in business, yeah, we're back in business. We're back up in this, y'all, we back in business. We're back up in this, what? We're back in business. We're back up in this, what? 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 Let me light this clip, then pipe this chick. I hold the mic like this and I don't bite my lip. I spent too many years having too many fears. I wake up in the morning and I'm glad I'm still here. Too many good men are not, so I make it knock till the speakers rattle out of the back of your ish box. If you're holding man, then light up the L before the informer pipe up and send us to jail. Man, I really hope that you feel that I'm number one. Yo, I really hope you see where I'm coming from. I don't have no problem with anyone, but don't expect me to be nice to everyone. I'm protested, well-vetted, hell-bent and rebellious, in case you couldn't tell it. We're back in business, leaving no witness, in case you didn't notice, oh boy, we back in business. What? We back up in this, y'all, we back in business. We back up in this, what? We back in business. We back up in this, yeah, we back in business. We back up in this, what? 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 We're back up in this, y'all, we back in business. We back up in this, yeah, we back in business. We back up in this, what? We're back in business. We're back up in this, what? 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 We're back up in this, y'all, we back in business. We back in business, yeah, we back in business. We back up in this, what? We back in business. We back up in this, what? 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 Singing like hi-ho, thinking why I go. Drinking all night like it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Breaking it up on the sink in the pie-yo. Sinking some pie-ho, thinking why I go. Drinking all night like it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Hall of Fame, call my name. Talk about your chick, just ball and chain. Talking about bitches and my dad told me, if you turn them upside down, they're all the same. Happy for selling, cared about that shit too much. Should've been rapping and stemming. Grabbing the pens that I have in the bender. No planning, no, I never had an agenda. So grabbing your number way back in December meant nothing to me. Yeah, just glad it was better than when I had the night before. Some trifling in a raggedy sweater. Baggy, no teller, baddest little fella. Kicking it, but what's the rap with no shredder? You got the swagger, but chatter, Nutella. Chocolate pocket, that cracker, no cheddar. A little birdie B told me that this is a breeze. Yeah, snack on your Bella. I know that this the mic, but I use it just like a dagger to sever. I tell your baby, hey, grab an umbrella. I make it wet like a cabin or cellar. Had that singing like Patti LaBella. Ella, Ella, ay, ay. I've been this night since Wilson Nights. Franklin Street, see the street too. See no evil, need me to feed you. Jack my swagger, yeah, we the people. I don't see no equal. Just me here with some this peaceful. Lil' Pino Grigio, nightcap, might rap, Beanie Seagull. Don't mean to be deceitful. My queen is lethal, yeah. But this one right here, she teeny teeny, the bikini see-through. Fattiest of the plump, the baddiest of the bunch. She cavalier in your front, the back is a lady love. But Sagittarius fun, hilarious, but she dumb. Yeah, she got about as much vocabulary as Trump. I mean, fuck, I'm supposed to do though. She was looking good, I was looking, who knows. Now super in the culo, smash it, we crash into each other like a sumo. Breaking it up on the sink in the pie-yo. Singing like hi-ho, thinking why I go. Drinking all night like it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Breaking it up on the sink in the pie-yo. Sinking some pie-ho, thinking why I go. Drinking all night like it's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Link in the bio. Link in the bio.
Just check out. say all the thing I'm a G. It's a good look. Just stay focused and hold the faith. One day thing. You see it? More love and prosperity will come your way. And more life.
More life, more life. Big things I want to be girl full of style. Them love how me move, me not do it for the hype. Not gonna show off, but me do what me like. One vibe, one vibe. Tune in at your ears, play your toad for the night. No worry about friend killer or bad mind. More life, more life. Every day me I feel humble. Me I walk, not stumble. One day all of them feel me uncle. Big ol' man think forever not fumble. Prosperity alone I go reach with. Me I pray for my friend them beneath me. Me no know nobody live a life easy. Jaja I go bless with believe me. Me no business who want chat. Big up ladies I who no chat to me back. Nobody can style not a girl can knock. Mommy not fi fret be solid as a rock. You know how me stay me not quick fi walk wet. Old fi me warn and me skip the talking. Soon get it all now miss no target. Me time alone me not care who want vex. More life, more life. Big things I want to be girl full of style. Them love how me move me not do it fi the hype. Not gonna show off but me do what me like. One vibe, one vibe. Tune in at your ears, play your toad for the night. No worry about friend killer or bad mind. More life, more life. Me I live my life. One time for me fallen soldiers. Enough time we cry. Can't take for the paint on vultures. So me work hard and try. Fi make sure seh me reach where me go far. Me now waste no time. Me a strive. More life. More life, more life. Big things I want to be girl full of style. Them love how me move, me not do it for the hype. Not gonna show off, but me do what me like. One vibe, one vibe. Tune in at your ears, play your toad for the night. No worry about friend killer or bad mind. More life.
All right, we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was More Life, Trippy Tomlinson. Before that, Superstar Snook with Cinco de Mayo. He'll be back, hopefully, for the Alumni Cypher Series, which we are getting ready to do this July. He was part of the ST and EMS Cypher last year. And then Ill by Instinct back in biz. And now we have DJ Alcide.
What's good? What's good?
What's happening, man?
Cooling, man. You know, on the go, on the go. Glad to be here. Glad y'all having me, man.
Yeah. You're on point. You got the merch. You're rocking the lace. You're rocking the LFOD.
Facts.
You're about it.
And that's not just because I'm here. I literally had this on today.
Not facts.
Dead serious.
I see the photos.
I watch your stories. I'm like, I totally watch your stories.
What's happening, man? You're doing a lot right now.
Just on the go, building this Good Music Showcase series and just, you know, staying cool, calm, and collective as... you know, as I could be, and also expanding at the same time, you know what I mean? Taking the showcase on the road, different markets, different cities, you know what I mean? So it feels good.
Yeah, you went from first Saturday of every month.
Yeah, Maggie's Lounge in Quincy.
To what's it looking like now?
Oh, man. Right now, shout out to Mass Wave. We do a collaborative with them once a month at Wonder Bar. And I've been doing select venues like throughout New England and abroad. Like, we just did one at the Well in Brooklyn last month, and we have one coming up this Thursday at Studio Lounge in Providence. So we're trying to take it all around. We went from one showcase a month to three, so, you know, the workload is there, but hey, it's all good. We're ready. We're ready to keep it moving, ready to keep expanding, you know?
Yeah. Shout out Studio Lounge. That's who Cheese was talking about when he was on here.
Shout out Cheese Bankroll, man.
Yeah.
Shout out the homie.
Providence and all that. I think I met him at Good Music.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, back. Man. He definitely, when we first started doing the showcase, he was definitely a mainstay. You know what I mean? It's good to see where he's at with it now. You know what I mean? So it's cool. You know, and all the other artists who have been with us throughout the years, you know?
Do you have any idea how many artists have passed through?
Gosh. I couldn't tell you hundreds, man, if not up to over a couple thousand now. I mean, we've been going hard for 4 years, you know, so it's definitely a blessing to still be here, still be consistent, still be doing our thing for the city, you know, and we're definitely not going to stray away from that. We're just taking it on the road to other markets, you know, and still spreading that love, but we'll always be, you know, for the local artistry, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we all appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I think that's why we vibe.
Absolutely, man. You already know, man. He is in the game.
He is. So you're still going to keep it based in Quincy, South Shore.
Absolutely. We've been there 4 years. Shout out Maggie's Lounge. You know what I mean? I'm all about consistency. You know what I mean? I would love to do more venues, but absolutely, we're always going to keep it with the family. You know what I mean? You don't get 4 years at every venue. You know what I mean? So just for that loyalty alone, we're going to stay loyal and still continue to do shows at Maggie's while also exploring other markets.
Did they have any idea what they were getting into?
Not sure, but they know now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's cool to see a venue take a chance like that, though.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, and the whole team that we have, you know, my host Jazz, we got Kay Freezy doing the photography, we got the homie Shimmy doing the videography, so it's dope. We have a nice solid team. We have the live band that also is with us as well. They only do Maggie's because we just want to keep it that way. We want to keep it, you know, the live band there, and then you know, it's just great. It's just been a great ride, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for us, you know.
Yeah, so there's an artist tuned in right now who's saying, how do I get to be a part of this?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? Where do they follow? How do they reach out?
Just contact me. Or, you know, you can DM the showcase, which is at Good Music Showcase Series, but you can also submit by submitting to my email, which is alcedmusic@gmail.com. There is a selection process. You know, we don't just put people on stage. We have to preview your music, check your EPK, make sure you're solid. And so as long as everything's good, you know, we can definitely discuss getting on one of the many shows we have coming up in the future. Absolutely.
Yeah. And a fan tuned in wondering what it's like. How would you describe it?
You mean the experience at the Good Music Showcase Series? Just live, man. Very, very live. We like to party, have a good time. And I think the way we blend the artists as well, too, because we have artists from all over, you know, not just local artists. We have artists that come in from different cities. We have artists that, you know, we have female artists, male. It's just crazy what we do. We have R&B, we have hip hop. It's not just a hip hop showcase. It's a talent showcase. It's much more than just a showcase. It's a vibe. You know what I mean? It's a feeling. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think you can get what we do anywhere else. So I think that's why we're still here. You know?
You don't see a lot of those type of, like, quote-unquote showcases have longevity like that.
Yeah, man. That's always been our mainstay, you know, and we're going to keep it going for as long as, you know, we can.
Yeah.
You
know?
So this isn't like an open mic. You have to,
contact.
You guys
mic.
Plan out the shows.
Absolutely. Where? Yep. We pick the artists as a selection process. We usually, you know, we definitely try to keep our lineup booked at least 3 months in advance. Like, I have... you know, I keep a solid lineup. I try to really stay in tune with local artistry and what's going on, and, you know, who's popping, who's the fresh faces are, and, you know, and we always like to bring back, you know, a couple legends too to the stage, and, you know, you never know who's gonna be on stage with us. That's the best part about it, and I think that's why we've, you know, lasted so long, and, you know, we don't see any end in sight. We're going to keep it going every month. You know, we're going to keep expanding. We're going to keep going down the coast, man. You know, there's so much more coming. There's so much more I want to say about it, but we're going to keep that under wraps. You know, summer's coming. Just stay tuned, you know. Submit and then just stay tuned.
Yeah, make sure you tag LFOD Life and whatever you're doing.
Absolutely.
We'll share those flyers.
Got you.
We're basically filling up the feed there, and that's the goal. So.
Got you, my man.
Amanda had wild questions for you.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they were wild. Basically, you kind of answered two of them because mm-hmm. I wanted to know if you had, like, a team that you were working with. And I know, you know, K-Fresh, I know Jazz, I know Shimmy, and all of them. But I just, mm-hmm. I didn't know if there was more, if you were planning on expanding that. Like, are you looking for, like, so? Because, like, you don't really need social media management, clearly. Like, I watch your stories all the time. But I guess what my thing is to ask you is, like, how are you keeping your pulse on the scene? Like, you're saying that you're checking out new people, but, like, what are your methods of madness behind that? How do you find people and you know, how do you put them on to the showcase inevitably?
I just say it takes a lot of hard work, but I also go, I go to other shows too. I you know, I link with other showcases. I actually listen to a lot of local artists' music, so it's really not that hard. You know, I've been, even before we've done the showcase, I've been DJing for 13 years in Boston, and that alone should be enough for me to have enough of a good idea of, you know, what's going on out here in the city, who's making noise, and who belongs on the Good Music Showcase Series stage. And I think that's always just been how we've been able to do that, because, you know, it can be tough doing a month-by-month basis, but I haven't really seen any issues, because there's so many dope artists out there. There's so much talent out there. There's no shortage of talent to put on stage. So it really, it's really not difficult. It's just all in picking who for what given show, what given month, you know?
Would you say you try to seek out the artists a lot, or do you get artists coming to you?
A little bit of both, to be honest. You know, I work with a lot of artists already, too, so I meet artists all the time. So if I hear a nice artist, it's nothing for me to book you. I've booked artists from South by Southwest, Art Basel, I mean, just on the road, and I've brought them back here to perform. So
that's dope.
It's you know, it's not hard, man. It's just, if that's what you're into, if that's what you want to do, it's gonna come easy to you. You know what I mean?
Where are you? So you say you've been traveling a lot this past month. What are some of the places you've been?
This past month, no, I've been home as opposed to festivals or anything. But we did do the show in Brooklyn. That was a great time. Shout out everybody in Brooklyn. Shout out to homie Frank Knight. They had a great showcase they did out there, and they put us as a part of it. It was Boston to Brooklyn. It was really good, man. It was a great first show for on the road. You know, our first show on the road was in Brooklyn. I mean, dope start, you know.
We'll take that alley-oop. You can check out the Frank Knight interview on LFOD Radio.
That's my guy. He's definitely on his grind, man. App. He's definitely on his grind. Shout out him and his whole team, man. We had a great time. He actually came and did one of our showcases, and then he took us on the road with him. So, hey, I'm forever thankful for that.
You know? Build.
Mm-hmm. That's another question I had for you, too, is, like, you are really invested in people, I see. And, like, you pride yourself a lot on your stories about, like, how it's not hard to contact DJs and you're constantly dropping gems. Have you ever considered, like, being, like, you know, your own kind of, like, management, like, you know, kind of like label type of thing, since you're already like out here and you're traveling and you're meeting so many artists? Why wouldn't you potentially like create a platform where
to be honest, I have done that multiple times. There's been times where I have definitely managed a few artists. Shout out my guy Darius Haywood, that's another artist I rock with, from Brockton. I've definitely represented some artists here and there, but to be honest, in this game, it has to be a full-scale campaign. I'm not going to get behind something that I feel is, you know, a fly-by-night type deal. You know what I mean? If we're gonna do it that way, we need a team, we need a squad, you know, we need resources, and we need a plan and goals. You know what I mean? So I think that's what's taken a while for things to go to the next level with that. But I mean, right now, I've met so many artists that's definitely something that I see that I'll be end up doing, you know, probably by this summer, you know what I mean? So that's definitely in the plan. That's definitely been on my mind, and it's definitely something I've done before, but moving forward and doing that, it definitely has to be a full scale plan. Like it'll be something that I would probably put the showcase to the side for a little bit to put in. Cause that's how much I would rock with an artist if it ends up being in that sort of deal. You know what I mean?
It's a full-time job for
absolutely
sure. And you got to be on top of that,
absolutely,
otherwise
right now showcase, that's what we're on, you know what I mean? That's what we're on, bro.
So you're the reason Darius Haywood's on 24 and 24.
That was, and I really really thank you for doing that. That was a really dope experience.
We needed an artist last minute. We're like, we need someone who can come in at 4 a.m. and do a record. And you were like, yo, because you had hit me up earlier, like, if you have any openings, if anything happens, like, I got you. And I think I hit you like that week or something. I was like, do you have someone at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning?
And he beat me there and he killed it. Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah. I actually got on the track. That was just really dope. Yep. You know, I don't do that too often. So it was good to actually be a part of the song, you know?
Yeah. I didn't know that was the connection back then. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. He got him in. Everyone else on the album had already done LFOD Radio interview. that was how you got onto it. And then we had done showcases with us before, so we had done things together, so it was weaved in enough that it wasn't, you know, super random.
But we had a great time, man. It was like a party in there that day.
Yeah, it was wild. We're gonna do it again when we have 300 people rocking with us on the Patreon.
I'm ready. I know you are.
I know you are. What artists are you rocking with, like, as a fan right now?
Locally? Oh, man.
Anything, but that too.
There's too many to name, but I'll go with my birthday brother, my birthday twin, High Key Random. He's definitely doing this thing. His whole movement, High Key Random, Jovian Martian, Hustle Killer, all the dudes that are running it right now, I kind of love their energy. They've ripped my last like 3 or 4 showcases, and every single time it's just been crazy. So I'm definitely feeling what they're doing right now, and I think he just signed a deal with Brand Nation Media too, so that's gonna be, look out for some dope things to come from them, man. They're definitely doing their thing, and they'll be rocking with me Thursday night in Providence too.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Shout out High Key, that's my guy.
Yeah, it's the homie, man.
So I saw him for the first time at the showcase too.
Energy's bananas.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, he goes in.
It's crazy.
And then I haven't linked up with Hustle Killer yet, but we've been talking online about a bunch of stuff. They seem like they're about it. For sure.
Yeah, man. Solid team. You know, they got the right mind for the music game and the merch game. So, you know, they got a bright future, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So you've been... Well, Amanda, you have a lot. I'm not trying to step on your toes. I see the time, though.
Are you trying to... No, just go ahead.
No, go for it.
I'll jump in when I see fit. Go ahead, you got this.
I'm all in.
Totally got this.
Oh no, I was.
All right. So you do the good music showcase. You said it's not just hip hop.
Yeah.
Do you do like spoken word artists? Do you do dancers?
Yeah. Dancers, no. That actually would be a dope idea, though. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk after the interview.
But yeah, I do all kinds of different things. Like in February, we do an all ladies show, which is dope. Which is an all ladies cast, and they always have a great time with that, and they always kill it. We're looking to do some more things moving forward, though. We're definitely gonna do like a Afrobeats one showcase, like a dancehall showcase. There's so many other genres out there, and there's so many. That's another thing, too. Like, I know so many other artists in other genres that kind of don't get that shine or kind of don't know where to go to still do their music because they feel everything is so hip-hop dominated. You know, we are the showcase that you can come and rock out. If you're a producer, you can come play your beats. If you know what I mean? You can do all those things. You know, I have complete control. So, you know, anything that's definitely hot and popping, we're gonna make it happen, you know what I mean?
Speaking of different genres, you play a lot of different gigs as well.
Absolutely.
So sometimes I'll click your thing and, oh, is that a 100-foot Olympic swimming pool? Is that a marble statue? Is that, what's the wildest gig you've done? Sometimes you're on yachts, I don't even know where you are. It always looks warm.
Crazy one I did was in South by Southwest. That was great because I thought it was just going to be a regular time. Because I've been to South by Southwest probably since 2014 straight. So I've been there for some years. So this time I thought, you know, we're going to go do our 1-2. I ended up in the hills of like Westlake, Texas for like 2 days straight. No phone, no internet, nothing. But we were on like this compound and there were just different areas of just craziness going on. Like there's a showcase here, there's a showcase by the pool where you saw the marble pool, there's another showcase at one of the small townhouses. So that was a really dope experience. It was definitely more business than fun, but we didn't mind it, man. You know, we hit the strip on the third day and it was like, yeah, whatever. It wasn't as fun as the first 2 days. So shout out everybody that was involved. Shout out Capital Front Booking too. You know, Chris definitely through a great show, three great shows that weekend at South By. You know, it's just great to go to something like that where it's more festival grounded, but when you go, you're not even at the festival. You're in the hills doing showcases somewhere else. So it was a really dope experience. You know, I can't wait to get back down there next year because I know we're going to do something even bigger, you know?
So you're all in on Southwest, South by Southwest.
Yeah. I mean, 6 years straight now, you know, it's growing, you know, and it's, being down there has taught me more about, you know, the shows I do up here too, because this showcase is every two doors is another showcase. So you learn a lot and you see a lot, and you also meet a lot of artists. You know, I'm definitely bringing up a few artists from Texas just because of how dope last South by Southwest was. So
is there another region or another festival or something going on that's a little bit underground now that you think is going to pop in a similar way?
Right now, I mean, between South By and anything else, probably A3C in Atlanta, that's definitely growing more and more every year. It's getting bigger. It's more hip-hop, but I see every year they're adding more elements to it. So I definitely think they'll grow more. There's so many. There's Art Basel in Miami. That's another dope thing. It's more art-centered, but, you know, everybody comes down, and there's so many different showcases going on there, too. There's a lot of them, man. Hopefully we can be a part of our own someday, too. You know what I mean? We definitely need to do something like that in Boston, like a real, real festival where it's local artist-centered and it's you know, local business-centered. You know what I mean? And that would be really dope.
If we could set it up so people could move around a little bit more,
like,
easily.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We need more venues involved. Like, it's not just going down at this venue. It's going down at this venue here, the one next to it, the one down the street from it. You know, we can definitely do that. You know, we just got to, you know, come together more in Boston and make these types of things happen. You know, I see a lot of, you know, I wouldn't call it animosity, but there's just a lot of, I don't know, back and forth over a market that I really don't even feel is established yet. Like, you know, I don't really feel like one artist is ahead of this artist and this artist is here, but this artist is here, because there's no market. There's no way to rank everybody. Where's the ranking system? You know, we're all still right here. And for any artist to feel that they're up here, it boggles my mind, because I don't see Billboard chart numbers. I don't see rappers on TV all the time or doing whatever. So we all need to come together and create a market before we start fighting over it. You know what I mean? We got to have a market to fight over. And I think that's the main issue in the city. You know what I mean? We need more unity, more things coming together. And I know that's kind of beating a dead horse, but that's what we need.
I think
that's
it is what happening, we need. Though. I think it, you know, is, I mean, happening.
Yeah.
I do think that's... I think what happens is it's very easy to get a big fish, small pond
absolutely
mentality here. It's actually... Mm. Yeah. It's not easy, but you can blow up pretty quick here if you do it right.
Yeah, but see, that's why I do what I do, because I understand all of that. And I also understand how hard it is for artists in this city to get those looks. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and we appreciate
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, you know?
It's also interesting here, too, the fans. It seems like Boston fans are always about the new thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's new artists every year that people are into. And then the next year, it's like, okay, yeah, but we want the new thing. So it's hard as an artist. They don't really let you stick around, you know? You kind of have a quick...
True, but I've never ran the showcase that way. I've always said, if I rock with your music, you always have a home on my stage. I don't care if you have a 10,000 or 100 followers on Instagram. I don't care if everyone around you isn't rocking with you. If I rock with your music and you have a great stage presence and you're popping, you know what I mean? You're doing, and yeah, I mean, not popping, but you're doing your thing. You have a home at the Good Music Showcase series. You'll always be popping to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of how we do our thing. Like, I would never base the next showcase off of just who's making noise. If you see my lineups are purely who we picked to go on stage. You know, it's not about what everyone else is talking about. It's about who we feel deserves to rock with us for that given show.
It's always, you know, a balance, because a lot of times I'm like, he put them with them, and they're on it too.
It is what it is, man. Somehow we always make it work, you know?
And we appreciate, everyone does appreciate that, man. So thank you.
No problem, man. And we're going to keep it going. Like I said, we're 100% locked in for local artistry in Massachusetts and abroad. You know, that's just what it is. It'll never change. It'll never deviate from that. Our goal is to do bigger showcases on bigger stages. Same goals, same everything, but just in a bigger venue, you know, or in a bigger place. You know,
yeah.
We want to start rocking out shows at, like, House of Blues, you know, and we can do that. If we get enough people together, it's been done before, but we need to do it more on a consistent basis. So now everyone here is seeing it, but the whole world is seeing, like, okay, they're on to something now.
Yeah.
But we have to show the rest of the world that we can do it first before. We can't just wait for people to come to us. We have to bring them to us.
Hmm. You're doing it.
We have to bring it. And we are. I'm not, oh yeah, this isn't from a place of, I'm not complaining. I see it. That's why I do what I do. I'm very positive with it, but we, you know, the negativity is there and we got to get it out of there. You know what I mean? We got to stay strong. You know what I mean? 13 years in, you know what I mean? I'm still here. I'm not wavering away. I'm not thinking of quitting. We're still going to be all in no matter what it is. You know what I mean? I have other things going on personally, professionally, that is, you know, away from the showcase, but the showcase is my way of giving back to local artistry, you know what I mean, as much as I can, aside from everything else I got going on, you know what I mean?
Thank you, once again.
Absolutely.
We look forward to talking on episode 785, season 22.
Can't forget about next week either. We got to talk about next week.
Do you want to talk about next week right now?
Hey, we can do it, man.
So what's happening next week?
Do it. Next week, I didn't bring the turntables this week, so next week, I'm pulling up, and I'm playing all local artist music. So I need all local artists to link up with my man, Uncle Sam, link up with the team, link up with Amanda, link up with my guy. What's your name again, bro?
Alex.
Alex, link up with Alex.
A-Ball.
A-Ball. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's great. That's what I'm talking about. Great segue.
Alseedmusic@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Submissions@lfodradio.com. Whatever you send.
Absolutely.
Probably send them to him. And
it's got
to
be clean. It's got to be clean.
Got to
make sure. It's got to be clean. It's got to be dope, too. It's got to be dope. You know what I mean? Send me some dope music, and we'll definitely make it happen. It'll be a great time.
He's talking this talk.
I can't wait.
I
can't wait to be back up here.
A full mix of local artists hitting them.
Hey, listen, I'm up for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Alseedmusic@gmail.com. And it's a double dip, because then he'll be sharing with us, so we'll be able to play your music on the radio regularly.
Shout out LFOD everything. There's so many LFODs. I love it. I go on Twitter and try to at you guys, and it's like bang, 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 bang. I'm like, okay, I need to catch up. You know what I mean?
I made a bunch of them private because I thought I was doing too much, but maybe I gotta delete them.
No, man, do your thing,
LFOD,
man.
Radio, for all y'all tuning in, LFOD Radio and LFOD Life is the big overarching thing. I didn't want to flood this feed, you know. This feed is straight, you know.
Radio.
Absolutely.
Radio. We got a really important question. Amanda's looking like she wants to get one more in.
Let's get it.
Sure. Hey. So, I notice a lot on your stories that you will say, like, hey, I'm out here, I'm the DJ that you can definitely feel free to send your music to. Do you feel, or have you heard, artists struggling with just getting their music played in certain places, venues, clubs, etc.? And is that why you pride yourself so much on being so attainable and reachable?
Absolutely, because I really feel like there isn't many places, or consistent places. There's other showcases, there's other things going on, but I really feel like we're always available. Like, you know, there's shows every other week. There's always something going on. So even if you miss us this time, there's always another one. You know, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep rocking out. And I'm just excited to see what the future holds. So not even just for the showcase. There's probably going to be so many other opportunities that open up from this. And also, too, we give back to artists, too. Let me add that in as well, because artists can win cash prizes. They can win beats, merch, and studio time. So it's not just you pop up, you perform, and that's it. There's so much more that's involved with it as well, too. So don't feel like it's just another showcase, because we're not just another showcase. No artist ever leaves empty-handed from the opener to the headliner.
But I also mean personally for you, too, because you DJ and you do your thing outside of the showcase. So I'm saying, like, for you, like, what is your kind of like process of elimination where you're traveling to all these places, South by Southwest, A3C, and all these other artists are giving you music? So now you're not just dealing with, I would like to say, New England artists. So you're not like just dealing with those types of artists, but you're also dealing with people from all over. Like, what is your process of elimination, and like, what do you choose to spin like in certain regions?
I think we've been here so long because we don't have a process of elimination. It's just, if it sounds good, then and I'm on to it. If it doesn't sound good to me personally, mm-hmm. I can even poll my team to see, you know, is it just me or do you right. guys still see this person ripping the stage? Because I'm able to look outside myself mm-hmm. and just, you know, and see if it's something that works for the people, then we allow it to pass. You know, there's definitely certain songs we've heard that we've, you know, we've asked artists not to perform. Maybe it's like some heavy drug reference or some, you know, just, you know, we don't really like to censor people, but we make sure that we put quality music up there. Maybe the song wasn't mastered good enough. Maybe it just didn't, you know, sound good enough. But we make sure that we put quality artists on stage all the way out the gate. You know what I mean? So that would be the process with that. And I can't wait to see what we do in the future. We might even have like a some sort of like live band or maybe even a DJ showcase. We have so many different things we're on the table that we're thinking about doing in the future. So nothing won't be touched. You know what I mean?
I see.
Mm-hmm. Word. Before you get out of here, some might call it the most important question. I think this might be the last time we ask this question for a little while. We might be retiring it after this season.
Oh, so, wow.
Really?
Wow.
What does Live Free or Die mean to you?
What does it mean to me? Oh, man. It means, well, first of all, it means the times I used to spend up in Manchester when I was younger, out there partying in the middle of the street. And you know, you really realize what Live Free or Die means in New Hampshire when you go up there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely a more carefree vibe. And I would love, honestly, we'll probably take the showcase up there really soon. You know what I mean? We're definitely working with a lot of artists from New Hampshire. And we got a lot of things going on. So that's what it means to me. And we'll show that one of these days when we do a show up there.
We'll definitely be talking with you about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm with it.
Does it mean anything besides running around the streets of Manchester to you, or?
No, not really. But it reminds me because, you know, that's where it's from. So the fun that I had up there, and you really get to see that people in New Hampshire really live that Live Free or Die. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, we can say it here in Mass, but people up there live by it. So it's just different. You know, that's probably the last memory I've had of it. But that showed me back then that, okay, you guys really get it in. You guys really do live free or die. You know what I'm saying? So
hell yeah.
For me personally, live free or die, I mean, I think that's why I've been rocking so hard. I've been out here just living free, man. You know what I mean? So to me personally, I think that's what separates me from other DJs, that I'm so involved in so many different things. Like, you don't know where I'm gonna pop up, and that comes from the way I've lived my life, you know what I mean? I haven't just stuck to one type of thing, you know what I mean? You can catch me at an arena sometime at some point, and you can also catch me at a local bar, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not against anything, you know what I mean? I'm really down and ready to take things to the next level, and I appreciate you guys having platforms like this for people like me to come on and speak and, you know, get it out there to the people, you know?
Yeah, thank you for coming on. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of DJs that are moving right now, shout out Bobby Bangers, DJ YSHAM, DJ Slick Vic, DJ DJ Real P, mm-hmm. you. I feel like the ones that are moving the most are the ones that have that kind of same mentality where it's like, I could be at a local bar, I could be at an arena, I could be mm-hmm. anywhere. So I appreciate you saying that. Hard work.
Absolutely.
Hard work.
I appreciate you.
Word. So this will be online tomorrow. If you're subscribed, you can get it on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, pretty much any podcast app. Nice. If you can't find it, let us know so we can add it. You can get at us at LFODRadio_ on Twitter. That's where we'll be dropping the links if you aren't subscribed. Submissions at LFODRadio.com. Send us some clean records. Send LC Records, LCMusic@gmail.com. You can find him at
alcedmusic@gmail.com or at DJ Alced on Instagram, at DJ_Alced on Twitter.
That's what's up. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
No problem.
Last episode.
I know.
I was going to thank you for being here, but thank you.
Oh,
for
you're welcome.
The people out there tuning in, thank you.
Shout out DJ Bruna B.
Last episode is going to be next week. We're going to be, actually, Thomas is going to be calling in to get his thoughts. He produces this every week, and we're going to be having the DJ Alced mix. And
I'm excited because that wasn't...
Let's get it.
I wasn't